In this bulletin, the inquiry into Victoria's Hotel quarantine scheme resumes public hearings. Protests in Belarus for an 11th consecutive day. And in football, Melbourne City gears up for the A-League finals with a win. My name is Aslam Al-Ghalib, and you're listening to SBS News. Returned international travelers who completed their compulsory hotel quarantine in Victoria will give evidence at an inquiry into the botched scheme. Public hearings today and tomorrow are set to examine the experience of being in hotel quarantine and working in the problem-plagued program. It was revealed earlier this week that 99% of the state's current COVID-19 cases are attributable to outbreaks at the Ridges on Swanston and Stamford Plaza hotels. Among those to give evidence are returned travelers Hugh de Kretser, Ricky Singh, and Kate Hislop, who were quarantined in the hotels, as well as two nurses who worked in the program. Retired Judge Jennifer Coate is heading the inquiry and is expected to deliver findings in November. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reminded state and territory leaders to ensure people living in border communities have practical access to medical and farming services outside of coronavirus closures. Victorian border residents will face strict rules about crossing into South Australia from tomorrow, and international travelers may not return to Australia until mid-next year. Mr. Morrison says he's dealing directly with state premiers, but says border restrictions need to be more flexible to ensure damage to communities and severe disruptions are minimized.
What premiers want to do with their borders which are further removed from that, they've made unilateral decisions on those issues. What I continue to ask is when they do that they seek to work with their neighbouring states, that they work with the Commonwealth, and the communities that are impacted.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, has praised the community for tackling the state's second coronavirus wave, indicating the infection trend is heading downward. The state has recorded 216 new COVID-19 cases, its lowest number in 5 weeks.
Relatively speaking, Victoria's done pretty well globally with the second wave. There are countries that are being challenged by waves that are as big, if not bigger, than the first waves that they've experienced. That applies to Spain. Israel's the same. France is going through a really significant spike at the moment, and there's an uptick in Germany and the UK.
But another 12 Victorians have died, taking the national fatality figure to 450. Professor Sutton says the downward trend in case numbers is encouraging, but admits the situation in Victoria is still challenging. The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has surpassed 22 million. Hundreds of Belarusian protesters have gathered in Minsk, defying a new order from President Alexander Lukashenko to his police to clear the streets of the capital. Mass protests have been held in Belarus for 11 straight days after the longtime president was re-elected on the 9th of August in a vote demonstrators say was rigged. Mr. Lukashenko has repeatedly refused to resign following a harsh police crackdown on peaceful protesters in the days after the election, during which two people were killed, hundreds of others injured, and around 7,000 people detained. Speaking after the European Union Emergency Summit on the crisis, European Council President Charles Michel expressed the bloc's support for the Belarusian people.
The EU will impose shortly sanctions on a substantial number of individuals responsible for violence, repression, and election fraud. We call on the Belarusian authorities to find a peaceful way out of the crisis by ending the violence, de-escalating tensions, and launching an inclusive national dialogue.
In football, Melbourne City has concluded the A-League regular season with a 3-1 victory over Western United in Sydney. Jamie McLaren scored 2 goals for Melbourne City in the second half, ensuring he won the Golden Boot Award for the league's highest scorer. McLaren finishes the season with 22 goals. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 15 degrees. Melbourne, 15 degrees, a shower or two. Hobart, a possible shower at 13 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 9 degrees. Wollongong, windy and sunny, 17 degrees. Sydney, much the same as yesterday, 19 degrees. Newcastle, Windsor easing, mostly sunny, 19 degrees. Brisbane, windy and sunny, 24. Cairns, a sunny 31. Darwin, morning fog, then sunny at 32 degrees.